Daf is Daf Kuf Tes. So we are now at the very top Mishnah here, the second last Daf of Maseches Menachos. So the Mishnah begins, Hare Alai Ola. The guy says, I have an Ola, I want to bring myself an Ola. The Lach is Yakrivenu Bebeis HaMikdash. He brings it to the Beis HaMikdash and he fulfills his obligation of bringing the Ola. In Hikrivu Bebeis Chonio, we'll see what Beis Chonio is in Amud Beis. He brings the Beis Chonio, which is some type of house of worship, if you will, outside the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Yatza, because that's not the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say a person says, Hare Alai Ola, I'm taking upon myself a nether to bring an Ola, but in that statement he says as well, Hare Alai Ola Shakrivenu Bebeis Chonio. Part of the requirement is that I'm going to Dafka bring it in Beis Chonio, so there he specifies Beis Chonio. What's the halacha there? So the Mishnah says, Yakrivenu Bebeis Chonio, to bring the Beis HaMikdash. Once you said, Hare Alai Ola, that's a chiv. You qualify later in Hare Akrivenu Bebeis Chonio, that we could disregard, and you have to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. However, in this second case, Im HaKrivo BeBeis Chonio, if you end up bringing it to Beis Chonio anyways, Yatza, you do fulfill your obligation nonetheless. Well, I was going to explain what's going on here. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Ein Zo Ola, this is not an Ola. Once you specify that you want to bring the Ola to Beis Chonio, that in essence undoes the nether, and it's as if you said nothing, and there are no requirements in this case. Let's say you say something, Hareinu Nazir, I want to be a Nazir. So Lach is a Yiglach, you have to shave your hair and you bring it along with the Karbanos B'Mikdash. That's what you're supposed to do. Vim Galach B'Beis Chonio, if you end up bringing it, shaving your hair and bring Karbanos to Beis Chonio, Lo Yatza, that doesn't fulfill the obligation. It must be in the Beis HaMikdash. But if you specify that your Nazir should be Hareini Nazir Shagalach B'Beis Chonio, that you want to do the Karbanos and the shaving of the hair in Beis Chonio, so then Yigalach B'Mikdash L'Chadchila, it should all take place in the Beis HaMikdash, but in this second case, Im Galach B'Beis Chonio, your Yotze, you fulfill your obligation, and yet again, Rabbi Shimon Omer Ein Zeh Nazir, he thinks it's not Nazirus, just like he said by the case of the Ola, it's not an Ola either. So says the Gemara now, Yatza, so you Yotze, your Chiv. So this is going on the second case here, where we said you want to bring an Ola, and you want to bring it in Beis Chonio. So the Mishnah had said you should bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, and if not, so then you could bring it in Beis Chonio, and you Yotze. So Gemara asks, Yatza, how are you Yotze? Ha Mikdal Kutla. Rashi explains here, Rashi around seven narrow lines down, Ha Mikdal Kutla, the Shochet Chutzu, that's Shchitas Chutz. And if I have an Ola, and I end up shechting it in the Beis Chonio, that's outside the Beis HaMikdash, V'iyu achai be'ola, michi amar, hare alai Ola. Once you said you're bringing an Ola, even though you qualify that you want to bring it in Beis Chonio, that doesn't make a difference. And then if you go up, bring it and shecht it in Beis Chonio, that's shchutei chutz. How are you yotzei chiyuv by bringing this nether in Beis Chonio? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Hamnuna Nasik Omer, it's as if you said, Hare alai Ola, al menash l'schayiv Bach Yusuf. It's as if you said, once you specify Beis Chonio, it's like saying, I'm bringing myself an Ola, but I'm not responsible to bring it at all. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Kevin Damar Al Manas, since you made a stipulation there, which was Shakrivenu Beis Chonio, so now we can reinterpret your statement, Ke'ilu Amar, as if you said, Al Manas Shehargenu, and on the condition I killed the animal, V'lo Eschai Bach Yusuf, I'm not responsible for any. I'm not required to fulfill any responsibilities. And that's why you're Yotze. There's no Chiv to, there's a Chiv, but I'm not responsible for that Chiv. Aval, listen to this line here. Chayiv Kares, you are Chayiv Kares, Mishim Shchut Echut, Sharei Karala, Shem Ola. So now, I have no personal responsibility. But when I say I want to bring this as an Ola, there's a Chalo Shem Kedusha, there's an Ola on this animal. And when I go ahead and shecht it in Beis Chonio, I'm violating Shchut Echut, I'm Chayiv Kares, but at the same time, I'm absolved of any Chiv, because there's no Chiv really in the first place. So that's how Rav Hamnuna understands this case. There's a chalos kedusha on the chefza. There's an ola, but I have no personal obligation. So therefore, there's an iser shchut echutz on shechting this ola, but I have no responsibility. That's why I'm yotze. There's nothing to speak of. So then the Gemara says, Amar Lei Rava. Rava says, El Miatev. That's the case. Seifa. Look at the seifa regarding nazir. Dikatani hareini nazir shegalech bebeis chonio. The lacha is lichachila yigalach bemikdash v'im gilach bebeis chonio yatza. So hachanami, we're going to say the same thing here. Dinasik Ome Hareini Nazir Amnas Shlos Chai Vachrios Karbanos Nazir. Shlos Chai Vachrios. We're going to say the same thing here as well. That when the guy says, I want to be a Nazir, on condition that I'm bringing a Beis Chonio, is that as if he's saying there's not a Chai Bachrayos is not chayvin to bring the karbanos. How could that be the case? Karbanos of Nazir, kama de lo maisi, karbanos of lo is kasher. So long as the Nazir doesn't bring his karbanos, he's not kasher, he's not tahor, he can't come back in and he can't go to base kfaros, he can't drink wine, he can't cut his hair. Now you can't just ignore the responsibility of karbanos by a Nazir. By an Ola, you're allowed to because has no bearing on how he functions, and therefore you could view them as being very secondary. But once you're a Nazir, you must bring the karbanos, otherwise you're not mutter in all those different Isurim. So how could you suggest that this Mishnah is talking about where you're making a chalos secheps, if you will, but there are no personal obligation to bring karbanos? That doesn't stim well with the Sefer of the Mishnah. So Ella, therefore Rava comes along and gives a different understanding of this Mishnah. He goes against Rav Hamnuna. Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, Adam zeh ledoron niskaven. All he does, he has intent of sending gifts. Rashi explains, ledoron ba'alma kamechaven velo chalale shem ola. There is no chalo shem ola on the chefza. So when I say I want to bring hareni alai ola, she akrivenu beveis chonio, that's just a way of saying I want to give presents. There's no obligation on me personally. There is no chalos shame on the chefs of the animal. But go ahead and shecht it in Beis Chonio. There is no chiv kares because there's no chalos shame on the animal. So the Gemara says, Amar, he says, Isag beBeis Chonio tachina tfei lobatzina lisari. So he says, if I could bring the Beis Chonio, that's much easier. I'm much closer there. I don't want to have to travel any further. So therefore, that's how my gift is being accepted. Not that there's any kedusha; it's nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash at all. It's just I want to go to Beis Chonio because it's closer. More than that, which is further, I don't want to travel. Rashi explains: Tfei lo matzino latzure birachok me'aret Yisrael omed the karov lechonio. They're talking about a guy who's living near Beis Chonio, wherever that's located. We'll see, and he's very far from Eretz Yisrael. So this is how he wants to give a gift to Hashem. What that means exactly, unclear, but certainly not a davar shebe kedusha. And that's why that's how we understand the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, Rav Hamnuna Amar Lecha, he says back to him, I skipped a line, I'm sorry, Nazir Nami, Haigavra, the same thing, by the Nazir, he doesn't really want to be a Nazir, what's his intent? Haigavra Litzuri Nafshe Kamechavin, he wants to just afflict himself with something. So I want to be a Nazir to bring a Beis Chonio. It's not anything, there's no mitzvah he's fulfilling here. He doesn't have to follow all the halachas of Nazirus, but he wants to take upon a certain pain that's similar to the pain of a Nazir. I'm not going to cut my hair, I'm not going to drink wine, I'm not going to go Beis HaKavaros, and it's just really recreating his own type of Nazirus without having any halachas attached to it. It's just a regular neder he takes upon himself. So then the Gemara says, Amar, Rav Hamnuna Amar Lecha, he says back to him, Nazir Kedekamris, I agree by the case of Nazir, the person says he wants to bring him to the Beis Chonio, he doesn't really want to be a Nazir, he just wants to be afflicting himself, that I agree. I agree to your understanding of the Seifa. And therefore, bringing to the Beis Chonio is completely fine of fulfilling his Nazirs that he just created. But Ola, Amanash Los Chai Bach Yusuf Kamar, when it comes to the Ola, he actually is a chalos shame on the Ola. That he thinks there's a chilip between these two different mishas. When I say I want to take upon myself an Ola to bring in a Beis Chonio, he mamish is creating a chalos shame on the Ola. And when he goes ahead and shechs it, he violates shchut echutz. But he's not chayiv to fulfill the obligation because it's as if he's saying, I'm making this an Ola, but I'm not having any personal responsibility on ensuring that it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. V'yaf Rabbi Yochanan Savar Lalaha, the Rav Hamnuna, he also agrees to Rav Hamnuna, the Merabah Bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Harei Alai Ola, Shakrivenu Beis Chon, if you use that language, what's the Alacha? The Akrivu Beis Be'eret Yisrael, Yotze, he's Yotze, V'anish Karitz, Karitz. Wait, why is he Karitz in this case though? I think it's referring to, look at Rashi. Rashi says, he kriva b'eretz Yisrael, shelo b'Yushalayim. He does it somewhere outside Yushalayim, lav dafka beis chonio, but anywhere outside Yushalayim, it would be the same din of your yotzi obligation, because there is no obligation, but one is chayv kares because it's shchut echutz. So we see from here that there is a chalos shem on the ola, like Rav Hamnuna says, but there is no personal obligation. And the Braisa says right before the Mishnah, Tani Nami Hochi, the Braisa says the same thing, Harei Alai Ola, Shakrivenu Bamidbar, I'm taking upon myself an ola that it should be shechted and brought in the Midbar, V'yikrivu Be'ev HaYarden, Yoyotze, again, Onesh, Kare. So that's exactly like Rav Hamnuna understood the Mishnah. Okay, and the new Mishnah tells us now, HaKohanim Shashim Shebeis Chonio, those Kohanim who used to serve in the Beis Chonio, this house of worship outside the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Yisham Shu B'Mikdash Shebushalam. They are not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They are disqualified once they've served in the Beis Chonio. So v'ein tarach lomar ledavar acher, and certainly needless to say if they served in a house of Avodah Zarah. Meaning base choni is not considered a base of Avodah Zarah, it's something in between. We'll see how to define in just a second. But even if that base choni, if those who serve in the base choni disqualify the Kohen, certainly those who worked in a base of Avodah Zarah would be disqualified from working in the base Hamikdash. So the Gemara Mishnah quotes, how do I know? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Malachim, it says, Ach lo yalu kohane habamos, the kohanim of the bamos. We know the bamos were over there of Avodah Zarah. So those kohanim, those priests who worked on the bamos, the din is, El Mizbeach Hashem Bishalayim, to come to my Mizbeach in the base of Mikdash, ki im ichlu matos besoch hachayim. So they could only eat. Kiim, they're only allowed to eat. What does it mean they're only allowed to eat? Hare elu kibali mumim mecholkin v'ochlin v'lo makriven. The lach is a baal mum, a kohen is a baal mum. A kohen who's missing a limb, let's say, he's not allowed to work in the base of Mikdash because he's a baal mum, but he is allowed to eat it. So what the pasuk saying here is, those who served in the bamos, when they come to Mizbeach Hashem, kiim, they're only allowed to eat it, but we can infer from that they are not allowed to work in the base of Mikdash either. So they're din of a baal mum. That's the status of those who work in the base chonio, and certainly those who work in the base of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Kohen sheshachal avodas kochavim, let's say a Kohen shechs an animal to Avodah Zarah. He doesn't do anything more. He doesn't do a zrik or anything else. He just does a shechita. And Rashi points out, after this fact, he does tshuva. So he shechs Avodah Zarah one time in his life, and then he has a charat on this, he does tshuva. The lach is, any future carbon that he does in the base of Mikdash, the lach is karbano reach nichoach. Future karbanos are acceptable. While our Mishnah says it's unacceptable, this says that we do accept such a carbon. Again, the guy did a shechita tavodah zara, does tshuva, does a carbon in the base of Mikdash properly, it's a carbon or reach nichach, we accept it. That's the shechita of Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports this concept that there's a tshuva? Yan asher yishar, so the pasuk Yechezkel tells us, asher yishar su osam lefnei gilulehem, that they served various idols. V'hayu lebeis Yisrael l'mach shel avon, it was a sin for them. Al kein asasi yadi, I lifted my hand alayim above them, num Hashem elkim, v'nasa avonim, I removed the sin from them. Then it says, Basrei v'lo yikshu elai lekoin lechahin li, they cannot come close to serve me. So the Gemara is medayki, why can they come to serve me? The Gemara says, because it says in the pasuk Yisharsu, Eavid Sheirus in, if they did Sheirus. Sheirus means Kabbalah, Zrika, Halacha, Zrika, those are Sheirus. That's what the pasuk says, Asher Yisharsu, that's when the din is, Lo Yikshu Elai Lechayin, they can't come to my base of Mikdash. But only Sheirus in, Shechita Lav, but if it's Shechita, L'Shechita Lav Sheirusu. Shechita is Lav Avodu, is what we're more familiar with. It's not considered an Avoda, not considered Sheirus, it would not disqualify a person. So though the Kohen did a Shechita for Avodah Zarah, it does not disqualify him from bringing Karbanos in the base of Mikdash. So Itamar, there's a statement that Shogeg with Zrika. Let's say the Kohen did a Zrika to Avodah Zarah, but Shogeg, he didn't know what it was, whatever the mistake was, some type of Shogeg. So now does that disqualify him? If it was Shechita, we said Shechita doesn't disqualify him. The implication was if it was Zrika b'mezid, it would disqualify him. But what about a Zrika b'shogeg? What's that status? So the Gemara says it's Machlokas. Rav Nachman Amar, Karbana Reach Nichach, we accept him. We'll see why we accept it. Rav Sheshes Amar, Ein Karbana Reach Nichach, we don't accept his Karbanos if he once in his lifetime did a Zrika b'shogeg. So what's the machlokas here? So Amar Rav Sheshes, who's the one who holds that shogeg bezrika ein karbana reach nichach, he says, mina, how do I know this to be the case? The chsiv, it says in the pasuk above of Yechezkel, says, v'hayu lebeis Yisrael lemichshel avam, that when this person was yishar, so when this guy was serving to the Gilulayim, it said a double lashon lemichshel avam, that seems repetitive. Michshel and avon are both sins. My lav, O michshel, O avon. And we say Michshal is Shogeg, Vavon is Mezid. It's describing whether or not the Kohen did it Zrika, whether B'Shogeg or B'Mezid, both of them will disqualify him. So that's the source, that even B'Shogeg, it's Ein Karbana Reach Nichach. Rav Nachman comes to defend himself and says, no, Michshal D'Avon. Avon's a sin, but a sin can be sometimes accidental, sometimes it can be on purpose. So Michshal D'Avon means only if it was done B'Mezid, Michshal D'Avon, a Zrika B'Mezid, would make the Karbana Ein Reach Nichach. But had it been a shogeg avon, that would be acceptable. That's how Rav Nachman understands his pasuk. So now, after interpreting that pasuk, what's the source? How does Rav Nachman know that one b'shogeg b'zrika is a karbano reach nichoach? Amar Rav Nachman mina aminala. How do I know? The Sani, the Brisa, tells us based on a pasuk I think it's in Korach, maybe, I don't remember. It says in the pasuk, "V'chiper kohen al nefesh ha-shogeges bechata," that the kohen could bring he could be mechaper on a person with shogeg. So bishkaga. So malami, we learn from this pasuk, she kohen miskaper ayidei atzmo. He's able to be mechaper for his own sin. Not only can a kohen bring, if I do a sin, I bring a chatas and the kohen brings a chatas for me. But let's say Ezra were to sin, he could bring a kapar for himself as well. So when would Ezra have to bring a kapar for himself as a kohen? So Gemara says, "B'mai." Ilema b'shchita was talking about if he did a shchita b'avodah zarah. My yiri a shogeg. Why does it have to be a case of a shogeg? The pasuk says, "A shogeges b'chatas." Afilu b'mezin amim. We said shchita. Even if a guy, the kohen, did shchita b'mezid, it never disqualifies him. We said shchita does not disqualify a person. So shchita is off the map. So what the situation? What type of avera does a kohen do that he can mechaper for himself? Elab b'zrika. Must be referring to zrika. So it's a situation where Kohen did a zrika to Avodah Zarah. He did tshuva, he could be mechaper for his own sin. That's what it's referring to. And this is a raya for Rav Nachman, that zrika b'shogeg to Avodah Zarah, his karbano is still reach nichavach. Rav Sheshe says, no, that's not the situation where Kohen could bring his own kapara. Rav Sheshe amar lecha, liolam b'shchita uvim mezid. It's really talking about shchita. That even though we said above that a shchita doesn't make a kohen disqualified, you still have to teach me that might only be a shchita b'shogeg. But you may have thought that if he did shchita b'mezid, maybe that would disqualify him. So that's what the pasuk tell me, lo nasa mishras le'avodas chachavim. Even though the shchita was done b'mezid, it does not make him a priest to avodah zarah. He is still considered qualified as working in the Beis HaMikdash. So they have two different interpretations. And the Gemara says, this machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, and they go to Shitasa regarding another halacha. V'azil Tamayu, last three lines of the Gemara. Again, they both hold that machlokas is, if they do a Zrika B'Shogeg, does that disqualify them or not? So that machlokas carries through to this one as well. Ditmar. Hezid B'Shchita. Let's say they did the Shchita B'Mezid, what's the halacha? Rav Nachman Amar Karbano Reach Nichoach. It's still acceptable. Rav Sheshes Amar Ein Karbana Reach Nichoach. It's not acceptable. So Rav Nachman Amar Karbana Reach Nichoach Dilo Avid Sheiris. It's still considered acceptable because he didn't do Sheiris, even though he did it b'mezid. Shchita is not called Sheiris, and based on the pasuk above, only Yan Asher Yisharsu Olsam, only a Sheiris would disqualify a kohen. But since Shchita is not considered Sheiris, it's not considered Avoda, it will never disqualify him, even b'mezid. And for that reason, Karbano, Reach Nichoach. Rav Sheish is arguing this, no. Amar Ein Karbano Reach Nichoach. If the kohen does a Shchita b'mezid, his Karbanos are not acceptable. Why? Because when he does a Shchita b'mezid, it becomes Nasim Misharis L'Avodah Shachamim. He actually becomes a one who serves their Avodah Zarah. Rashi says in the very top line here, Nasim Misharis V'hadamir L'El B'Shchita Lo Mifsalei Mokil of Sheshis B'Shogi. He has to interpret what we said above, that a person who does Shchita, Kohen does Shchita, is not disqualified. That's only when he did the shchita b'shogeg. When he does the shchita b'mezid, even though shchita isn't called sheiris itself, he's still called a misharis. As a gavra, he's still misharis, even though his actions wasn't considered an avoda or a sheiris. That's the machlokas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Umar wants to know now, Amar Rav Nachman, how do I know that shchita b'mezid is still karbana reach nichoach? Disani. The Baisa teaches us that Kohen she'avod avodas chachavim. If a Kohen were to work in the Beis HaMikdash, rather if he were to serve avodah zarah v'shav, then he does tshuva karbana reach nichoach. So that's a clear Baisa. So I have a raya that if you do something, you do tshuva, you could accept it. So what's the situation here? But what's this Baisa referring to? Elema b'shogeg, if it's talking about a situation where it's done b'shogeg, my b'shav, shav omidu. The guy did something by accident, you don't need tshuva. Tshuva is only relevant if he did something b'mezid. The guy did shogeg requires kapara, but doesn't require tshuva. Tshuva means when you change your ways. He didn't do anything wrong that he has to change his mind to. He just was unaware of Shabbos, that's shogeg. So there's no need for tshuva in that sense of returning, changing your focus if it's done b'shogeg. So Bryce can't be referring to shogeg. So it must be mezid. So ela pshita mezid. Now what mezid is it referring to? E bezrika, if it's talking about where the guy did zrika b'mezid, kishav, when he does tshuva, mayhavia, how's that going to help him? Ha'avid le'sheris. Once you do a sheris, B'mezid, you're disqualified forever. No tshuva is going to rehabilitate that kohen. He's going to bring it back. So it can't be a mezid of zrika elala b'shchita. It must be referring to shchita, which is not sharis. So the guy, the kohen, did shchita b'mezid to avodah zarah. The b'raisa says if he shav karbana reach nichach, and that's the raya for Rav Nachman rather that hezid b'shchita karbana reach nichach. How does Rav Sheshis respond back? Rav Sheshis Amar Lachal Liolam B'Shogeg. Really, it's referring to Shogeg. Ad, but doesn't it say Tshuva V'Shava? Hachi Kamar. Im Shav Me Karo. If he had Tshuva from the beginning, meaning he never needed Tshuva at all because it was only done B'Shogeg. That's how he reads the Brisa. Dichi Aved B'Shogeg. Because when you do something B'Shogeg, Aved Karbano Reach Nichach. That's what it means. But Im Lav, if he didn't do B'Shogeg, in other words, he did it B'Mezid, he did Shchita B'Mezid, then Rav Sheshit understands the Brisa that Ein Karbano Reach Nichach. So there are two ways to read this Brisa, whether it's going to be Hazed B'Shchita is acceptable or not acceptable. Gemara now quotes another machlokus between the two. Hashtachava l'avodas kochavim. Let's say a kohen bows down to avodas zarah. Will that disqualify him from working in the base of Migdash? Rav Nachman Amar karbano reach nichach. We accept his karban, and yet again Rav Sheshis argues in Amar ein karbano reach nichach. Let's say hoda l'avodas kochavim. Let's say he admits that that's a true religion, that's a true God, that's a true something. So then the lach is Rav Nachman Amar karbano reach nichach l'shitaso, and Rav Sheshis yet again Amar ein karbano reach nichach. So we have this in three different applications. We have by shchita, four. We have zrika, shchita, hishachava, and moda. So Gemara says, why do you need all these different cases? Can we just tell you one, and we'll be able to figure out all the other ones? They have the same exact machlokas. B'tzricha, you need all the different machlokas. And why? Diashminen hach kamais. We had the first case. What was the first case we were talking about? That was the case of shchita.
No, it says you're talking about zrika.
By zrika, the first case of zrika b'shogeg. Have we had that case first? Bahahi, kamar of sheshes mishum de avid le sheris. Since there was a sheris done, that's where sheshes says ein karbana reach nichach. Aval shchita, which is the low avid le sheris, which is not called a sheris. Maybe there ema mo delay the Rav Nachman. Maybe there Rav Sheshis would agree to Rav Nachman that he would not be disqualified. Kamashvelon, even by shchita the lava vodi, even there it renders impossible. V'yashmin and shchita. We only talk the case of shchita. Mishum da'avod le'avodah. He did some type of action. Doesn't mean avoda in the avoda sense, but he did an action. He did a ma'isa. About shtachava, the lo avod le'avodah. There's no action really done in the. He's going to say ma'isa. We'll call it avoda. Fine. Even though normally we assume shchita is not avoda, shchita is more of an avoda than shtachava is an avoda. Because at least shchita is one of the dalal avodas we call them. So that's at least some quasi-avoda, as opposed to shachva is not an avoda at all, emalo, maybe there Rav Sheshis would not say what he says, and he would agree to Rav Nachman that if a guy, a kohen, bows down, we would accept his karbon. Tzicha, even by shachva, Rav Sheshis argues that karbono ein reach nichoach. And finally, Iyashminen will be taught the case only of Ishtachava, that bowing down, Mishum David Lemaisa, there was at least an action that was done, he tilted his head, his body. Aval Hoda, when he admitted to Dibur Ba'alma, there's no action, it's simply speech, aim alo. Maybe Rav Sheshis wouldn't go so far in this case, and he would agree to Rav Nachman that Karbano is Reach Nichoach, Tzricha, that even in this case, he says, Ein Karbano Reach Nichoach. Okay, now we have a mice here. The Gemara says, based on the mission of Ein Tzarech Lomar L'Davar Acher. So the Mishnah said if a Kohen worked in the Beis Chonio, he's disqualified, certainly if he worked in a Davar Acher, which is referring to Avodah Zarah. So we could infer from this, Midikamar Vein Tzarech Lomar Davar Acher, Mechlal, that implies that the Beis Chonio, Lav, Avodah Kochavim Hu. That tells us that Beis Chonio is not considered Avodah Zarah. So what exactly is Beis Chonio? To Tanya, the Brisa tells us, the Mishnah tells us, Kaman Damar, our Mishnah is like, that Beis Chonio is Lav, Avodah Kochavim Hu. Our mission is under the assumption that we don't consider Beis Chonio as a place of Avodah Zarah. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us, Be'oz Hashanah, Shemes, Shimon HaTzadik, that year that Shimon HaTzadik died, who was the Kohen Gadol, Amar Lahen, he told his Chaverim, Shana Zo Humes, I'm going to die this year. Amar Lahen, they said to him, Minayna Te'yodeya, how do you know that you're going to die this year? There's a Gemara in a Yuma as well. Amar Lahen, Kol Yom HaKippurim, every single Yom Kippur, when I'd go inside the Kodesh Kodashim, Nizdamein Li, Zakinecha, Lavush, Levanim, there'd be an elderly man clothed in white, Venisatef, Luvanim, Venichasim, he'd come with me, and Yatsim, he'd leave with me as well. However, this year, b'shana zo, nizdamein li zakinecha lavashcharim v'nisadev shcharim v'nichasimi v'lo yatsimi. A guy dressed in black came with me, and he never exited. And therefore, this was a sign that I'm going to die this year. Lach, a regular after Sukkot, chala, he got sick for shivas yamim for 7 days, umes, and he died, like he said. From that point on, the Kohanim are very concerned, very scared to use a shem ha-mefarash to do birchas Kohanim. B'shas p'tirah, so Amar Lehen, so fine, that was a mice. Now, when Shimon was dying, Amar Lehen told his chaverim, the other Kohanim, Chonia b'ni yishamish tachtei. He gave a tzava that his son Chonia should be the Kohen Gadol after him. He told him who's going to succeed him. Niskane bo shimi achiv. So his brother, Chonia's brother, another child of Shimon HaTzadik, was jealous. Shehaya gadol mimenu shtei shanim mechsa. Apparently Shimi was 2.5 years older than Chonia. So Amar lo, so Shimi says to Chonia, his brother, bo v'alamedcha sei devod. Let me teach you a little something about being a Kohen Gadol. He'll be shubun kuli v'chagur b'tzilzil. So Shimi dressed him up in some type of leather clothing, which is not a big dekuna, and put a belt, which is not big dekuna. Hamido ate him mizbech. He placed him next to mizbech. Amar Lehem, he says to him, lech v'kwanim. He tells the other kwanim who were there in the base of Migdash, ru maga ma nadar zev kim la'avuso. Look what this guy is doing. He's dressing up like a clown. Osa yom sheshamesh mikuna gdola elbosh bun koli. He says, the first day I'm going to serve as a Kohen Gadol, I'm going to wear this fancy leather clothing. I'm going to wear my personal belt. So they said he's making a bazillion of the Kohen Gadol. They wanted to kill Chonio for disgracing this. So now Shimi set Chonio up. Shimi dressed him in such a way, told him what to do, and then he started playing this whole plan to have him killed. So the Kohen wanted to kill him. He ran for his life. And they started chasing him away. He ended up a long trip. He ran all the way to Alexandria in Egypt. And what happened next? He built him his mizbech. And he brought karbanos v'shem avodah zarah. He was so upset, whatever took place, and he started to build a house of avodah zarah. Ukhsheshamu chachamim b'davar. When they heard what was going on, Amru, they said, ma zeh shelo yared la'kach. So what happened? The person who this didn't happen to, so hayor la alachas kam v'kama, divrei Rabbi Meir. So what was that last line saying? Where's that Rashi here? If you look at Rashi around three narrow lines down, zeh shelo yared la shimi shelo yared la l'gdula kach niskana v'achiv shimi, who was never demoted from his gdula. He never was appointed and demoted. He just got jealous. A person should never demote someone else because listen what happened to Choni was a great guy. Choni was a tzaddik. He was appointed Kohen Gadol. And that day he got demoted because of a person's demotion, he led to avodah zarah. So we could see how terrible it could be, how jealousy really impacts something. So that was the first understanding of Rabbi Meir, that the Beis Chonio became a house of avodah zarah. But Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says differently. Rabbi Yehuda says, lo kachaya maisa, that was not how the event unfolded. Ella lo kibal av Chonio shaya. Chonio never accepted the kuna gdol in the first place. Shaya shimi achiv gadol mimenu sheishan memechsa, because he understood that his brother was 2.5 years older than him. This is very appropriate for this week's parsha. So he didn't want to create any jealousy in the world of his brother of Shimi. Nonetheless, niskana bo Chonio b'shimi achiv, even though Chonio was appointed and he said, you know what, I'm going to step back, he still had some jealousy of his older brother Shimi. Amalau, so he says, Ba'al Amedcha Seda Voda, Vihilbisho. So now this is the opposite. In this case, Chonio, the younger brother, was tricking Shimi, the older brother. So Hilbisho, Bunkali, Vichago, Betzilso, Vamidu Eitzam Mizbech, he addressed up a Shimi in this fancy leather, and Amr Lehen Lachav Akwanim, and Chonio says to the other Akwanim there, Ruma God, another Zevakim Lavuso. They had some promise with his wife to dress in such a way as the Kohen Gadol. Osa Yom Shishtamish Bakuna Gadola El Boshe Ben Koli Shalichi Vechor Betzilzer Shalichi. I'm going to dress up in the clothing that you gave me. And it's a terrible thing. This is what Chonio is telling all the Akwanim. So what happened? Same thing, but a different victim this time. Bikshu Achiv Akwanim Lahargo. The brother Akwan wanted to kill Shimi. Sach Lehem Kwam Ora. They told the whole event. Shimi, I think, told the whole event what had happened, and Bikshu Lahargo is Chonio. So now they turned direction, they started chasing Chonio. Rats mipnem, they start their chomim, start to run away from them. Rats to achrav, they start to chase him. Rats to beis hamelach, rats to achrav, they ran to the palace and then they chased him there. V'char roel, so anyone who saw him, Omer zehu, zehu, that's the person that this terrible thing happened to. Chonya created this terrible thing in the base of Migdash. Eventually, they left him alone and halach lachzan jeshel mitzrayim until he ended up in Egypt. Ubana sham mizbeach, there he built him his beach. V'hel alava l'shem shemayim, and he happened to have good intentions there. He didn't go off the derech, but he went by himself and had him his beach outside the base of Migdash. Was not the best thing in the world, but it was still l'shem shemayim. Shenamar, it says in the pasuk, "Bayom ahu yeb mizbeach l'Hashem b'soch eretz Mitzrayim." There will be a day where there'll be a mizbeach l'Hashem Shemayim in Mitzrayim. V'hel alav, umatseva eitz gvula l'Hashem. U'shesham b'chacham b'davar. When they heard what was going on with Chonya in Egypt, Amru, they said, "Mazeh shebarach mimenu kach." If Chonio, who initially was trying to avoid any type of authority, any type of position of power, and yet it led to some jealousy, how much more so a person who was looking for kavod and was taken away, how much more so will it create a tremendous amount of jealousy and terrible things to come? So that's machlokas, whether it was avodah zara or not. Let's stop here, and Mitzvah Shem will pick up tomorrow.